Now, I'm sure by now you've seen this controversy all about Eddie Maguire. It's all over Twitter, talking about Caroline Wilson saying, you know, she should be drowned. It was just bloody shocking. But it's not the first sexist thing that women are having to deal with of late. So I don't know if you've seen this hashtag. It is No Woman Ever. And it's a hashtag that is trying to turn the tables on everyday sexism. Because it turns out women don't enjoy being harassed on the street or being catcalled, wolf whistled, or being sent nude photos, if you know what I mean. So joining me on the line to explain what it's all about and what we can do to fix it all is the wonderful Van Badham, feminist, Guardian columnist and 2SER contributor. Good morning, Van.
Good morning, lovely Jamie. How are you?
Darling, I'm great. Thanks for your time this morning. So just tell us, what is this hashtag? How did it start?
Well, No Woman Ever is a hashtag in the fine tradition of everyday sexism and a number of other feminist hashtags that have gone very viral on the internet. And this one, the theme is the things that men say to women as like casual harassment. Well, that's where it started. So it's things like dreadful pickup lines that strange men will offer you in supermarkets or when you're at the petrol station or when you're walking down the street. And so some very abusing women in the United States, I believe, started it, and they made it ironic. And it's things like, he honks from his car, and that's how I knew he cared about our love, said no woman ever. you know, he put a bunch of bananas in my trolley and said, I've got another one of these, and now we're together, said no woman ever. You know, and so it's really using irony to absolutely deflate, you know, the enormous egos that go with the kind of people who say those things to women.
Yeah.
And, of course, when a hashtag like that starts, they're very revealing because so many of us have had those experiences. Part of the experience of being a woman is living with this constant chorus of casual harassment, like your entire life.
Because I suppose, you know, I'm a bloke. I walk down the street and I don't get wolf whistled or cackled. I didn't realise this was a thing until there was that video last year of that woman walking around New York and hundreds of blokes came up to her. Do you remember that video, Van?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think it would happen every day, but it does, and it's not okay.
Oh, it happens constantly. I mean, I'm older now, and of course,
but you're still bloody gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you are so good. But and see, that's all right. You can say that to me because you and I have a relationship, and you and I are friends, and you and I have trust. And that's fine. And within the bounds of our relationship, if you said something that made me uncomfortable, I'd be like, yo, Jamie, back off. And you would. But people in the street, like strange men coming up to you and laying that kind of stuff on you is can be really frightening. Mm. Like, well, I remember, I mean, I've had so many incidents of these kind of things happen to me because I don't drive. And it means that I'm always using public transport. Mm. And especially when I was younger, when I went out and, you know, like would have a few drinks, would be coming home on the bus a bit boozy. It was like, you know, somebody had stuck a target to my head and say, harass this young woman to death. Mm. And the hashtag reminded me of an incident where I was coming home. I was living in London and I was maybe, you know, 27 or something. I was coming home on the bus and this guy started talking to me and everything I did, I was like, hey, dude, I'm really tired. Dude, I'm just want to put my head against the window, hey. I'm not really up for conversation. And all these sort of polite things that you say to establish a boundary, going, dude, I just don't want you to talk to me.
Mm.
And he kept going, and it got to the point where I was like, right, I'm just going to get off the bus and I'll walk the long way home.
Yeah.
He got off the bus as well, and I realized that
Jeez.
He was following me. I started to run, and he ran as well. And the only reason why I think I'm probably still here is because a couple of road workers saw what was happening. And I just screamed, help, please help me. And one of these road workers like turned around and laid into him and the guy hit the ground. And then the road worker screamed, run! And I ran all the way home.
Oh, my goodness.
And similar incidents like that have happened to me late at night, coming home from clubs and things like that. Do I deserve those just because I've been out, because I've been drinking? Of course I don't.
Mm.
You know, like I deserve to go about my business unmolested in the true sense of the word. And reading that hashtag is quite illuminating because you realise that this is not a couple of individual guys. This is a large cultural problem. We're a significant cohort of particularly young men and older men think they are entitled to speak to women like that.
Mm. It is unbelievable that in this day and age it still does happen. Look, if you've just joined us, I'm here with 2SER contributor, feminist and Guardian columnist Van Badham, talking about this hashtag No Woman Ever. Now, I suppose that's in the everyday situation. That's in real life, if you were to put it. But online, I mean, the vitriol online is unbelievable. How have the Twitter trolls been, how have they reacted to this hashtag, Van?
Oh, it's shocking. Like, if you want to pretend that this is not a thing, have a look at the comments under the hashtag. Because what happens, of course, like, the internet has become a place for organised misogyny. And there's, you know, these entire movements of young men who, you know, they lionise various sexists amongst them. And they deliberately target women on the internet in packs, in groups.
Mm.
They actually search out these feminist hashtags, or even if you type the word feminist or feminism into the internet with a hashtag, some horrible boy will come out of nowhere and start attacking you, and you'll see their hashtag, which is feminism is cancer.
Wow.
And these unbelievable statements that get made about how you're so ugly and you're only a feminist because no one wants to have sex with you. And any man who's nice to you, they call you a cuck, a C-U-C-K, which is short for cuckold. And this incredible sort of internet language of hatred towards women and anyone else who doesn't hate women.
Can you do anything? I know that people like Clementine Ford, you know, they call these people out. But can you report these people on Twitter or Facebook?
Well, I block them. I mean, the way that I look at it is these men are desperate for my attention.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take it away. You know, the only influence the kind of person who writes something misogynistic to you on the internet will ever have is the influence they have over you.
Mm.
So I always say to young women, because particularly young women who are exploring their politics and their belief systems online, like, they're like, why is this happening? And I'm like, block, ban, delete.
Mm.
Do not engage, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the boy who's pulling your pigtails, you know, he might secretly like you, but do you like him?
Yeah,
hell no.
Exactly.
Say no.
That is not an okay courting system. Now,
no,
Van, I've got one for you. I've just thought of this. This is my hashtag for No Woman Ever. You ready?
Yeah.
That Eddie Maguire seems like a really nice guy, said No Woman Ever.
Hell yes. And I've got to say, I think it's really impressive that Bill Shorten has refused to go on the radio with him today.
Yeah, I
think that marks a changing in the tide. And the thing is, Jamie, like, I think if people like you, you know, and all these, like wonderful young men and old men who are getting it, who are seeing this stuff on the internet and going, this isn't okay. This is not remotely all right. These women are my friends. They're my colleagues. Even if I don't know them, I know that they have a right to live their lives without harassment. And I really think one of the reasons why the misogynists and the sexists are so angry is they feel like they're losing support, and that the old assumptions that you could just say whatever you like to a woman are not on anymore. Like, seeing everyone, women and men, stand up to that behaviour and go, enough, is actually, like, it's fantastic. It's really good. It's the future.
Well, Van, it is always lovely speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are wonderful, Jamie. You really are.
I'll catch you, Van. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's Van Badham there, feminist, Guardian columnist, and 2SER contributor. You can catch her on Saturday mornings on Saturday Brekkie on No Feminism Before 9 with Eliza Berlage. It's 7 minutes to 9 here on the 2SER clock. Almost time for me to bugger off, but I thought I'd leave you. This is a really, really good one. One Twitter user, Elizabeth, has said, I knew he was husband material when he tenderly pulled down his window and made a loud barking noise, said No Woman Ever.